Welcome back in the zone. 11:49. Justin Akers, Pigskin Preacher, Bill Vickery. Our NYPD picks of the week coming up after the top of the hour. By the way, the Pigskins' lead slipped a skosh. And basically, at this point, it's a two-horse race, and you are the two horses.
It's not a two-horse race. Everyone has a chance.
Let me ask you this.
I'm only up, like, by three on Wally or you.
Can I say Chris Kane has no chance? He picked Utah last night.
Kane has no chance. Everybody else has a chance.
Kane is so cute.
Basil 2.0.
But I think all his brain is in that little mole on his face.
Well, that's what getting up at 3 in the morning every day does. His brain's turned to mashed potatoes.
I think I'm thinking more like an apple cinnamon oatmeal.
Wally, if you're listening out there, don't give up. You still have a chance.
Nah. Give up. You're the Yankees, and there are no games.
The Pigskins 26-6 so far. Yeah. Bill Vickery 25-7. You two should start a handicapping firm in Vegas.
Call now.
23-9 is Wally Hall, and the rest of us losers are at 22-10. However, Chris has already dropped a game after last night's.
Yeah.
Actually, Utah played well. The worst pick six I've ever seen thrown in my life by UCLA to keep a minute late.
Yeah, that was. I stayed up to try to watch deep in the third.
The last time I saw a ball thrown that poorly, Bill, was by a pirate with a patch who also called the Iowa State game last night. And it's hard to throw a ball accurately when you have a parrot on your shoulder.
Avast, ye matey.
Arg, pick six.
I knew UCLA was going to win that. I was in Salt Lake City yesterday morning early, and the nicest people on the planet.
The Mormons?
Lots of them surround you. They wear black pants, a white shirt, and a little skinny black tie.
Were you converted?
Kept trying to give me a book. Mm. I got enough. I only use my iPad. Thanks. Kept on walking.
Last time a guy offered you something when you were on when you were out of town, it was it's not a book.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Pigskin, I know your answer is Lloyd Carr, so you can set this part out. If you were going to get someone on only to disrespect them.
Ooh, boy.
Who would it be?
Mark D'Antonio.
I thought yours would be Lloyd Carr.
No, Lloyd's second.
Okay.
Oh, my
who
head
would you
hurts.
Have?
I got one of those ice cream brain
Matt,
freezes just
if you, then. If somebody you really don't like and you could only get them on for one reason and one reason only, just to slap at them on the air and make fun of them and disrespect them until they hung up on you or you decided to hang up on them, who would it be? Don't say me.
Some guy from Boston, probably.
No, we're over him.
Oh, okay.
We love him. Anyway,
Bill says Paul Begala.
You don't understand.
Give it to
it's
me.
It's all right in the front of my brain.
The problem with you is there's lots of people in politics
exactly.
you hate, and
it's
lots of people in sports you
everything.
Hate. Lots of people in walking, you know, everyday life you
everything.
Hate.
Everything.
You have so
it's
much
just,
hate in that cold black heart.
I carry a lot of baggage around, a lot of anger.
I'll give you a minute to think about it. Here's
okay.
what happened.
Okay, thanks.
Speaking of Boston, as Matt just did, mm-hmm. there was a sports talk radio show there. And they, you know, like us, we occasionally get these people mm-hmm. to say, hey, would you like to talk to XYZ? This week we got screwed out of, it's kind of a theme this week,
Hello.
Got screwed out of an interview with Chris Carter. We were supposed
right.
to have the Hall of Fame wide receiver on.
Chris Carter.
We have recently had on, in fact, this week had Rodney Harrison, who will be a
yes.
Hall of Famer in the NFL as the safety. You know, he's only one of two members in the 30-30 club, 30 picks, 30 sacks in his career. He and Ray Lewis, pretty elite company.
He blitzed that much as a safety? Where did he play before New England?
He played in San Diego.
San Diego, that's right.
Or, yes. as I like to call it, San Diego.
San Diego.
Scholars don't really know what it means.
Yes. Agree to disagree.
Well, win in Rome.
Anyway, I'm not familiar with that phrase. Rick Pitino called into this show. And, of course,
awesome.
He used to be the head coach
right.
for the Boston Celtics, for those of you who don't know.
This show?
No.
No.
He called into
the
show,
other show
in Boston.
Oh, sorry.
And
Wacky
obviously,
and Soup Nuts in the morning.
if I asked Slappy and Dappy
right.
who they wanted to get on only to disrespect them,
guess who it's gonna be.
The answer was quite clear this week.
We're joined by Rick Pitino, former coach of the Celtics, current coach of the Louisville Cardinals, who won the national championship. Rick Pitino, hello.
Good morning, guys.
You stink. You ruined the Celtics.
That's friggin' brilliant. If I had my finger on the button, I would have done the exact same thing. I could not be more proud of you today. Then, I mean, I'm so happy right now.
Oh, man.
I'm so happy. That's better than any question I could have asked him, any yelling I could have done. Fred Toucher, I bow to you this morning. That's friggin' fantastic.
Well, we're not going to get anyone from Premier anymore.
I think it was worth it. Yeah, at least from my point of view, it was.
Sometimes it's where I had these questions.
That already, like, was awesome.
Like, why did you get rid of Red Auerbach? Why did you strip him of the title of president? I mean, but you know,
why didn't you have a farewell press conference? Why did you sign Travis Knight to a 7-year contract?
But you know what?
Why did you trade Chauncey Billups in his rookie year after drafting him 3rd overall?
Wow, that was funny.
That was great. Friggin' amazing. Fred, I could not be more proud of you this morning. That is fantastic.
You want to talk about some bitter awesome. Sports fans. Gracious.
You could have had a moment like that on this show a few years ago. You guys let it go with Lloyd Carr. It would have been great radio.
Nobody cares about him, though.
Nobody cares about Boston. Do you care about good radio?
No, but...
I think the preacher's got a point.
No, the point is, this is Boston people talking to Boston people who hate him. You would be a Michigan guy who hates him that nobody else even...
And yet you're playing the Boston clip on a Little Rock station. Thank you for proving my point.
That's not proving your point.
It is proving my point.
We had John L. on, and we didn't do that.
People like uncomfortable exchanges like that. Yes. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't have a chance to get Lloyd Carr on the show. You had a chance to drive Lloyd Carr
around.
I'm
not blaming you personally.
No, you should.
I'm blaming
David
the station
Basil.
Collectively.
It's not really the station's
fault. I love Basil.
Fault.
You know that.
It doesn't really matter.
But it's like nobody cares. They would care about a moment like that because it would be interesting.
On the other end of the spectrum, Bill, is this week, I actually, again, I continually take the high road and it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to visit with Gene Chizik this week at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. And Gene Chizik is a guy that, much like the pigskin preacher, is not. I'm not happy with the way things went when he coached my alma mater. However, I didn't poke at him. I brought up a topic, and I handled it in a very professional way while Bill, for some reason, Bill is spilling hand sanitizer all over the station. But anyway,
this was a pin.
And you know what? I could have poked at him, and I could have been rude to him. But it turns out, exactly as I was told by Gus Malzahn, he's a good man. He may not be a great head coach, and I think he proved that, and he had a chance to prove that a couple of times. He did win a national title, though, along the way, and it all
future
worked out
Sunbelt
fine.
Coach of the year.
So I'm over it, and he's over it. And he had a great point. He said, you know what? When you hold that bitterness, you're the only one. And it's sad to me, because guess what? Rick Pitino's not bitter about the way things went in Boston.
No.
But those radio guys are. They're still hung up on it. And me letting that hatred of him go worked out great because we had a very pleasant conversation and it opened up a whole new light for me with him. Now, I encourage you, my good friend, to do the same with Lloyd Carr. It is time.
I don't know.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
You're better than me. You got to do it.
I'm not better than
you. You've got to do it.
No.
Matt.
He took something I hold sacred and he ruined it.
I know exactly how you feel.
I want to at least have a conversation about this. I'll forgive him, but I want to have a conversation.
Okay. Now,
don't forgive.
I would love for you two to get
the forgiveness business. I think forgiveness is mandatory. I also think talking to someone about your issues is mandatory.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it mandatory that you have to talk to the person that gave you the discomfort?
Because talking to you about this is doing me no good at all. I want to talk to him about
it. You've talked to everybody that'll talk to you about it.
I don't care what you think about it. I want to hear what he thinks about it. More importantly, I want to tell him what I think about it.
I found
That's what
one
I
thing.
Do.
I've known the pigskin a long time. I finally found one thing that I'm better than him at.
Forgiveness?
Pushing up, no, but giving up my
pushing back from the table.
No. Skipping my
Lloyd Carr.
Moving on from
Skipping
my sports dessert. Grudges. Yeah. Moving on from something. My sports grudges. Something I'm better than the pigskin at pushing
you're
forward.
Better, you're better than pigskin at a lot of things.
That's not
don't,
true.
Don't sell yourself
what
short.
What about golf?
A lot of other things. Weightlifting.
Okay.
Yes, well,
there's a lot of use
for that. You wear a smaller pant there size than I do. That's noteworthy.
What's your bench?
Glenn, I've got about 35, 40 seconds. What's up?
Hey,